A government proposal to privatize universities in Iran has sparked widespread protests in that country. Millions of Iranians have been watching these student protests, not on their homegrown media, but on broadcasts originating from the United States. Recently, one such station has been taking the news one step further, urging its viewers to join the protesters. From member station KQED, Alex Cohen reports from Los Angeles.
The broadcasters at National Iranian Television, or NITV, are interrupting their regular round-the-clock programming again. Three anchors provide news updates on the student protests in both English and Farsi. Director Shadi Movahed swiftly cues a video of thousands of protesters on the streets of Tehran. For a station seen worldwide by millions, the control room at NITV is surprisingly small, roughly the size of a walk-in closet.
Any second, anything could happen. So we've been just, you know, doing our best to get the news across.
When last week's protests began, several participants in Tehran called NITV. Soon, the LA station was urging everyone in Iran to join the demonstrations. It's difficult to judge whether this call to action contributed to the ongoing protests, but NITV President Zia Atabey believes his station has been a driving force.
The best news and most powerful news of the Iranian media is NITV. Who's the broadcaster in Iran? It's the government. There's no free broadcaster in Iran.
A former Iranian pop star, Atabey launched NITV in March of 2000. A week later, the staff had a pleasant surprise. A viewer called in claiming to be in Iran and watching NITV on his television. Atabey says he was certain the call was a prank, so he had his anchorman hold up an apple.
He has an apple in his hand and show it to the people and says, "Do you know what's this?" He said, "Yes, it's an apple." And he says, "What is this?" He says, "It's a flower." And everybody, all of us, 40 people in the studio started to cry. We were so happy.
Since then, NITV has relied heavily on its viewers inside Iran to provide up-to-the-minute news reports. Of the dozen or so Iranian TV and radio stations based in the U.S., this style of reporting isn't unique. But not every station employs NITV's brand of advocacy journalism.
We like to reflect the political views from both sides.
That's Hussein Hijazi, program director and a show host at KIRN, an AM radio station in LA that also beams into Iran.
Because there's not only two sides, there's all sides of this issues that we are discussing.
He says it can be tough for listeners and viewers to make sense of U.S.-based Iranian media with so many stations to choose from. But he's quick to add that despite their differences, all of these stations are working towards a common goal of democracy. But how much effect these U.S.-based stations have had on the political climate in Iran is debatable. Journalist Kaveh Ehsani is on the editorial board of a prominent intellectual magazine in Iran called Dialogue.
The public listens to the entertainment and the other programmings, and including the news. And especially people like the call-in programs where they call in and they kind of voice their opinions. But by and large, they haven't really followed the political lead of these broadcasters.
Ehsani says many Iranians have trouble placing faith in broadcasters no longer living in their country. After all, he says, it's easy enough to call for protest from the safe shores of America.
Coming out in the streets as a result of the calls of, these foreign broadcasters is a costly endeavor. I mean, you get beaten up. There are these groups of thugs that attack you.
The true test of influence may be seen within the next few weeks. Protests are expected to reach a climax in Iran on July 9th. The date, also known as the 18th of Tur, marks the fourth anniversary of protests in which at least one student was killed. Those protests were sparked over freedom of press issues. For NPR News, I'm Alex Cohen in Los Angeles.